Hey, good morning. We are in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Tav Chaf Bet, Seif Dalet. Today's shiur sponsor, Le'ili Nishmas, Harav Pinchas Ben Avraham Moshe. Okay, Seif Dalet. Le'inyan Hafsaka, taking breaks in the middle or interruptions during Hallel. Okay, so we're discussing Hallel, and it doesn't matter if you say Hallel with a bracha or with or without a bracha, right? Ashkenazim always say a bracha, they always say likro, and Sephardim generally only say ligamor, and they don't say it when it's on, they don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Regardless, it's still a unit of tefillah, and either way, we don't make interruptions during Hallel. So, afilo be'emtza shoel b'shlom adam shehu tzarich linhog bo kavod u'meishiv shalom l'kol adam. Okay, so now, this is similar to Kriyat Shema, Birchos Kriyat Shema, or Kriyat Shema, and we don't want to make interruptions. So he says like this, if it's in the middle, this even means, however you treat, okay, so let's read. If it's in the middle, so we learned by Hilchos by Kriyat Shema. So in the middle, do you ask about Shalom of somebody? So it depends. If you're afraid of them, then you would do it in the middle of a pasuk or in the middle of a perek. And if you're not afraid of them, it's just for kavod, you'd only do it in between the prakim. But to answer somebody, it's always one notch lower. Either if you're afraid of the person, you're supposed to give him honor, or for everybody. So whatever the halachas are over there, it's similar to here. Mikar din, that's generally what it would be the halacha, but we're, in general, people don't get insulted nowadays, and we're a little bit more machmer for making interruptions, as long as no one's going to get insulted. But okay, just answering a good Shabbos is often not a problem. And should you answer for just a quick recap for, let's say, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, and Amen? The general rule is yes. No matter where you are, you do answer, right? Because it's Kaddish Baruch Hu. And nothing greater than a Yira or a Kavod for Kaddish Baruch Hu, and you would answer. There is a discussion by Amen, depending which Amen for which Brachos, what situation. Okay. For any other reason, lo yafsik, you do not stop, don't interrupt. Even being a prakim of Hallel, you wouldn't stop. Even chatzi Hallel, even with no bracha, that we specified. I don't think there's a difference. Read the Ramah, and if you can understand it, then you'll explain to me later. Haga. V'davka b'Rosh Chodesh u'Pesach b'yamim she'en gomrim Hallel, aval k'shegomrim oto l'inyan hafsaka dina k'mo Kriyat Shema. But when it comes to Rosh, so this is by Rosh Chodesh and the last days of Pesach, when it's half Hallel, Ashkenazim also say bracha before and after, but when you finish it, then it's by Kriyat Shema. So we'll just keep reading for now. Okay. Hey. Im hivsik bo vishaha. A person reads, is in the middle of saying Hallel, and then he takes a long break. Doesn't matter how long. Afilu shah kadeh ligmat kula. Even if you take a break, a 10-minute break. No one needs 10 minutes to say Hallel. You could, but no one needs it. Therefore, even though you take a long enough break to read the entire Hallel, you do not Eino tzarik lachzor la rosh. It's not a hafsek. You don't have to go back to the beginning. You just continue from where you are. This is certainly the halacha when it comes to dinei derabanan, and Hallel is a din derabanan. Okay. Again, how this applies to Kriyat Shema, review Kriyat Shema, which is a din deraisa. Okay. And Siman Samech Hey. Okay, Vav. Hakore Hallel lemafreya lo yatza. If a person reads Hallel out of order, he's not yotze. Okay, and you have to repeat it. Tahor ta'a, and you make a mistake. Yachzer lemakom shetabo. And if you make a mistake, you misread it. you jump to the wrong spot. So you always go back to where the last place where you left off, where the mistake was, so that when you continue reading, it's all in order. Okay, this is certainly a din by the psukim. It's a whole discussion if it applies to the paragraphs, if that's allowed to be out of order. And either way, Lamaisa, we would generally, I think most or all would say, regardless, repeat it, go back to where you are, so that everything, the psukim and the paragraphs, are in order. But you should not repeat a bracha to say it in order. It could be, and depends how you understand, it could be that you are Yotzei B'diavad, and that you don't have to. So in general, the halacha would be not to repeat a bracha, even if you have to reread it because you read it out of order. Okay? The exact case might be under discussion. Okay, Zayin. Mitzvas Kriyas Halel Me'umad. We should say Kriyas Halel standing. Okay? The idea is, it's just an idea, lechatchila. It's because Halel is a little bit like testifying to the Shavach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But again, it's just a din lechatchila. But Yevet, if a person sat down for all of Halel, he was Yotzei. And then there's just the Bir Lacha has a long discussion, not so long, but there's different opinions regarding leaning. In general, we say by Dine D'Araisa, leaning is like sitting. So if you need to stand, it's not enough just to lean. If you have to stand up for an older person, a Talmid Chacham, you have to stand up and not just be leaning. By Dine D'Rabbanan is a big discussion. Bialecha points out by in the Azara, one could be mako see by leaning, even though one is not allowed to sit in an Azara. That's just a din d'rabbanan. Anyway, sir, so there's a discussion how that applies over here. Can you lean lechatchila during halal? Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is one shelechatchila definitely not lean, but say if you're quasi leaning and you're like leaning a little bit. And if that thing would be like quickly moved underneath you, would you fall over or not? If it's for sure you're going to fall over and you're totally leaning on it, and you said you should be machmer. But if you're probably going to stay up and you won't fall, then he says you could be mekel lechatchila. Okay. All right. Tav Kaf Gimel. Kriyas HaTorah B'Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Aleph. Omer Kaddish Titkabel. Right after one finishes Halel, we say Kaddish Tiskaba, we finish the whole Tefillah. Anytime you daven a Shemona Esrei, a Tefillah, you say Kaddish Tiskaba, because Tiskaba, you want the Tefillah to be accepted. So you say it after Shacharis, and then you don't, normally we wait till the end of davening, because it goes on the whole thing. But now when you're going to say Musaf, it's going to be a second Tefillah, so you say Tiskaba right after Shacharis. And you're going to say it again, another one, after Musaf. And that's why by Chanukah, very good, you save it for later on. Until after Kriyas HaTorah, or later on, after Uval Etzion. You don't say it right away. Exactly. So here, you're going to say, you say Halel, you say Kaddish Yiskabel, and Umotzi'in Sefer Torah V'Korim Ba'Arba. Now you're going to read Dalid Alios for Rosh Chodesh. And Ein Pochatin Mehen, you don't make less aliyot, ve'ein mosifin aliyim. You don't make more aliyot. No, asafas and rosh chodesh, ve'ein maftirin banavi. And we don't read a haftarah. Now, how do we break up the psukim? Just, let's read on in bet. We're going to see. Bet. Ve'korei ha-kohen, shlosha psukim. So the kohen reads three psukim. It's a famous Gemara. We know that there's eight psukim, then two psukim, then five psukim. And you have to break this up into four aliyot. And we have the famous halacha that we don't end two psukim short of a parsha, and we don't start two psukim away from the parsha. Because we're afraid people are going to think that an aliyah could be two psukim. So we have this dilemma. And there's going to come out to be two main opinions in Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch continues. So what do you do? It's right, Machlokas in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, and we paskin, you do doleg, you repeat the Gemara says over there. So the whole discussion, doleg was referring to what? To Ma'amaros, Rosh Chodesh, depends, the whole machlokas, Rishonim, and how to figure it out. But bottom line, The Shulchan Aruch paskins v'levi chozer v'korei v'amarta. So everyone holds the ma'isa l'halacha. You have to repeat something. There's no way to solve the problem because we don't want to be short two psukim from a parsha. So the only answer we can do is you repeat. What do you repeat? Shulchan Aruch says you repeat one pasuk, the pasuk of v'amarta, and then you continue v'korei t'kibes echad v'chulei v'nen. Okay. And the Yisrael Korei Olas Tamid. And then the Yisrael is just going to write the first five psukim get shared by the first two aliyot, and you repeat the middle one. Then there's three psukim left, no problem. The Yisrael Korei Olas Tamid Ad Uvrashei Chochechem reads the next three psukim, and then two more psukim. Two more psukim, that's its own parsha all by itself. We never worry about people having chashash when... And when the two psukim are its own parsha completely, everyone assumes, oh, okay, then obviously you read psukim from before or after, and we don't have this chashash. So that's uvrosheicho. So then we're left for the last five psukim. Number four, Aliyah number four is the main guy of the day. He has the whole korei uvrosheicho chechem ad asof, and he reads the whole five psukim of Rosh Chodesh all to himself. That's the highlight. Because that's the day, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, if it would be Shabbos, you would also say of Yom HaShabbos, those two psukim, with the Haftarah. Okay. So that's the minhag, that's the most common minhag in all of Klal Yisrael, all around the world. It's the minhagim by Ashkenazim, Sephardim, Hasidim, all over the world. But the Gra is famous. He's not the only opinion, but it's the Gra who's famous for making it famous that there is one other way that's done, is instead of repeating Ve'amarta, you don't repeat Ve'amarta, you end up just repeating the last three psukim. So the first, what the Klal Yisrael does, is most of Klal Yisrael does, they're just repeating one pasuk, but it's not 100% clean, because you end up starting from pasuk number three, which is two psukim away from the parsha. The Gra never has any issues of the two psukim issues, but he ends up repeating three psukim, and the Jews don't like to repeat psukim unless they need to. So that's basically what comes out of the main debate between the three. So it's the Gra repeats just those psukim, those last three psukim in the first parsha, pasuk number 6, 7, and 8. That gets repeated a third time, and that's how he solves it. And that is the general minhag by only Haredi, Ashkenazim, and Eretz Yisrael. But all other Jews stick with the Shulchan Aruch and the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, I think we'll go on. Gimel. Omer Kaddish ve'ashrei uvaletzion ve'ein omrim yancha Hashem beyom tzara. Okay, we continue. We skipped the Lamnatzeach in the middle because it's Rosh Chodesh. Umachzir sefer Torah, return the sefer Torah limkomo ve'omdim litpalot tefilat musaf, and then we say musaf. Umachzir shaliach tzibur atfilah, and the shal tzibur does a whole chazara again. Ve'omer keter, and in Kedusha he says keter. That's the minhag by Sfardim and Hasidim. Ashkenazim do nakdishach or nakdishcha. Ukeshemagia le melocho laaretz kavoda omer le umatam meshabchim kmo b'kedush hashachres ve'achar shesiyam chazar atfila omer kaddish. However, we have kedusha and the sidurim, and then you say kaddish again, and this one's going to be kaddish tiskabel again after musaf. Ve'omer mizmor barchi nafshi et Hashem minag also in all Klal Yisrael say the mizmor of barchi nafshi. Okay. In addition to the Mizmor Shel Yom, as far as I know. Oh, really? Okay, so different minhagim as far as if you skip Mizmor Shel Yom. Sfardim say the Mizmor Shel Yom, but they leave out the words that today we say it, because it could be they apparently the minhag was they in the Beis HaMikdash they probably didn't. Okay. They only said one shir a day. Shkoyach.
Okay. If I were left out Kaddish in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Vadi would say fills it in.
Okay.
Zira say to Kaddish in Komo, the only one is Talel is Kaddish before that.
Well, there's Kaddish, it's the same Kaddish. One is after, when you return the Sefer Torah, you say Kaddish. And that's the one before Musaf. Okay. Oh, he doesn't? Okay. All right. Good. Let's go on. Dalit. Noagim lachlos tefillin kasherotzim nitpala musaf. So right before you say musaf, we take off our tefillin. There's a machlokas minhagim. You take off your tefillin before or after that kaddish, right before musaf. Some do it before kaddish, and some say, do it afterwards, just not to have a hefsek. The inyan of not taking off your tefillin is any day that's considered a little bit of a yom tov or an oat. Has a little bit of an element of an oath, and Yom Tov, we don't wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh. Also, there's an element, at least during Musaf, it shares a little bit of that oath, so that we don't say. And another reason also is given because we mention, or some of us mention, Keter in Kedusha. And Keter is showing the glory and the Malchus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillin Shel Rosh also has element of a keter, of a crown, and it would be pogim, the kavod of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you want to have it off before you say keter. Okay. Tav chaf dalet. Din haskarat yalev yavo b'berkas hamazon. Aleph. And there is only one. Mazkirin yalev yavo b'berkas hamazon. We all know we say yalev yavo during benching for on Rosh Chodesh. V'im lo amar emachzirin oto. But if you skipped it by mistake, you do not go back. You say Baruch Atah Hashem because you're finished. You don't say Lem Benichu Kecha. But there's no chiyuv to have bread. Okay. V'im niskar kodem shehitcha ato v'ameitiv. Now this doesn't happen too often, but if a person remembers after he finishes Bonei Yerushalayim, but before he starts the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem for ato v'ameitiv, if right there, he remembers before he starts Baruch. Like you know, sometimes it happens. You remember something right off, right at it ends, right as it ends. So then, Omer, there's a special bracha, and it's in some of the Sidurim. It goes Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenatan Rosh Chodesh LaAmo Yisrael LeZikaron. Okay, there might be a slight different nuschas, but that's basically what it is. Yeah, I think I've seen that also in Rosh Chodeshim. Could be that's where the way it usually is in most of our Sidurim. Okay, I'm not sure. See your local Siddur. If it says Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodashim. Okay, I'm not sure. And if you start a meal at the end of a day and you finish the meal after Rosh Chodesh at night time, you go after the beginning of the meal and you say Rosh Chodesh. You say Yalev Yavo in your benching. Couple of small potential caveats are like, let's say it's at the end of Rosh Chodesh, the end of the day, and you daven Maariv early before Shkia, and now you eat, you start your meal after Maariv, and so in that case, you wouldn't say, since you yourself daven Maariv already, then you made it like, and you daven Maariv of a weekday for the next day. So there, I think most, if not all, say you don't say Yalev Yavo anymore. If you didn't daven Mincha yet, but the Tzibur daven Maariv, so that's a case where the Mishnah Berurah says you would still say it because you didn't even daven Mincha. If you did daven Mincha, then you just go after the Tzibur. Oh yes, whatever. Hopefully you got that. Okay, let's go on. Tav Chaf Hey. Dini Rosh Chodesh Achal Yod B'Shabbos. Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Achal Yod B'Shabbos. So now it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the same day. Alright, Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos. Arvit Shachrit U'mincha Mitpalel Shava. You say the normal, so for Shachris, Mincha, Marav, you say the normal Shabbos, Shemana Esrei, which is Shava, Brachos. And then, V'omer Yalev Yavo V'Avoda, in the Rit Bracha, what we call Ritzei, you say Yalev Yavo. V'eino Maskir Shul Shabbos B'Yalev Yavo. When you say Yalev Yavo, we all know there's no Shabbos there because you already mention it in the Bracha itself, and you said Mekadesh Shabbos. U'motzi'in Shnei Sfarim V'Korim Barishon Shiva B'Seder Hayom. So, Shabbos morning, you read the regular Parshas HaShavua, the seven Aliyot. Ubasheni, and you take out a second Sefer Torah, and there you read Koriya Maftir. The Maftir comes from the second Sefer Torah, and you read of Yom Shabbos Uvara Sheichot Sheichem. Ad Sofa Parsha, until the end of the Parsha, which would be 2 plus 5, 7 psukim in total. Umaftirin, Ashamayim Kisi from Yishayahu, That's what we read from typically. V'im askir shel Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. Chutz. Yeah. Okay. So look back for the Birkas Haftara. Okay. Right. So I believe you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. We should look back because you don't mention. You don't say Haftara for Rosh Chodesh. You're only saying Rosh Chodesh because of Shabbos. So therefore, you wouldn't put that into the bracha. Chutz mi Rosh Chodesh elo shachal yot b'Shabbos shemaftirin aniya soara. So here, if it's Rosh Chodesh of Elul, it's during the seven parshios of Nechemta, of Nechama, and we don't want to lose one of them. So, there's slightly different minhagim on what to do on this, but okay. So here he says, you still do Aniya Sara. Okay? Haga, v'yesh omrim ha-shamayim kisi, and some say ha-shamayim kisi. And that's the minhag in these medinot. I looked it up, but I forgot. I'm not sure what's normally done, but you'll see it in your Haftarah. You read it the next week? Not sure exactly. I'm not sure. Okay, well, you look in your Chumash when you get there. Or the Gavai will decide for you. Okay. Aval Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal Yod B'Shabbos Mafshirin Shimu, and then when it gets to Rosh Chodesh Av, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, then you do Maftirin Shimu. You still do Shimu instead of a Shemayim Kisi, okay? Because right, there's the three and the seven. We don't want to lose out. V'yesh Omrim HaShemayim Kisi, and some say no, you do a Shemayim Kisi even on Rosh Chodesh Av. And that's the better thing to do if there's not a minhag. And I know there's different opinions among the poskim of what's the better minhag. The Gra, for example, argues on the Ramah, so I'm sure it's a little bit shul or community specific. Let's go on. Now you have the Dalet Parshios, right? You're familiar, starting from, I think it's Rosh Chodesh for Adar, I think, is where it starts. We get the four special parshios between there, from Shkalim up until pretty much up until I think Para might be the last one. One of those. I think Para is the last one. So there you have the four. What? Parshas HaChodesh. That's before Para, no? I think so. Yeah. No, I know. Para, I thought it's after.
Is
no, it's after Rosh, even after Achodesh. Oh, well, we'll look it up. Because you want to be ready for the Korban of the Korban Pesach. Okay. V'im era Rosh Chodesh v'arba parshios. And now, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on one of those, which takes precedence? Maftirin b'shel parsha. A dollar parshios take precedence over Hashemayim Kisi, over the Rosh Chodesh Parsha. Mishnah Berurah points out, let's see. Sounds like Kira says you prefer to say Hashema. No. Anyway, he says if you read the wrong Parsha, the Mishnah Berurah says you should read the wrong Haftarah, you should afterwards read the correct Haftarah. If it's before the bracha, then do it before the bracha. If it's after the bracha, then say it without a bracha. Because whatever you, at the end of the day, b'diavad, what you said works. You're yotze, and you already said the bracha, so the haftarah. And even if you read the wrong haftarah, you're not going to say the brachas again, because b'diavad, you're yotze. One of the reasons why a shemayim kisi is preferable, some say, by the 7 weeks, is because in it mentions Rosh Chodesh, that's what we always say, and in it also has a nechama for Yerushalayim. Okay, anyways, we have different minhagim, and sometimes, are we going to read it in a moment? We're about to see, here, we'll see in Bet something that comes up sometimes. Bet, Rosh Chodesh Echal Yod Be'echad B'Shabbos Maftirin, B'Shabbos Shelefana V'Yomer Lo Yonatan Machar Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, so then Yom Rishon, so then when you say the Haftarah, So then the Haftorah is Machar, what we call Machar HaChodesh from Sefer Shmuel. He writes, "Ve'ein dochin aniya sara v'lo shimu mishu Machar HaChodesh." But you don't want to lose out on the seven parshios of Nechama, of the Haftaros, because of Machar HaChodesh. Those take precedence. Ve'im Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yamim, Shabbos V'Yom Tov. And if Shabbos is, Rosh Chodesh is a two-day Rosh Chodesh, it's both Shabbos and Yom Sunday. So then, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi. The Shemayim Kisi is, that's the Rosh Chodesh one. And Rosh Chodesh, and we're talking about Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're going to read it for Rosh Chodesh. In other words, you might think, well, maybe the first day is really going to be Aleph of the calendar. So you might think that that's the main day, and then on Shabbos, you would do a Machar Chodesh. It's a good Hava Mina, but that's not what's done. Okay. Tov. So this is what Sfardim do. I don't think Ashkenazim do this. The Sfardim does. They add an extra pasuk. They read Hashemayim Kisi, and then they read an extra two pesukim for Machar Chodesh. Hagav, v'yesh omrim she'en lahafsik minavi lenavi. No, you don't take two different pesukim. You don't read different pesukim from a different navi. It's going to get confusing. It's going to be a delay. Some say, well, it depends. In those days, they had a maturgaman, they're reading from a scroll. So different opinions how to follow that, Lamaisa, if you can read from Navi to Navi. Ve'ein omrim rak haftarat Rosh Chodesh. And he says, no, the minhag, v'chen noagin, and the minhag is only to do a Shemayim Kisi, and you don't add in a couple words. Sfarim always add the words go aleinu at the end, one short pasuk. It's considered like just a zemer, you throw it in. And okay, and they don't read it from a cloth. There's no scrolling for it. About ima haftara ba'oto navi osim kin. However, anytime you get into a situation where the main navi is in the same navi as, let's say, Machar Chodesh, you want to throw in a pasuk or two for to show what it's because it's a, really the day has two components. So then the Rama says you're allowed to. Yeah, in that case. For Machar HaChodesh, the Rama says you can say two psukim from Machar HaChodesh if the Parsha Sashavua, the Haftarah for that week was, but you really, no, the case would be, with one of the Dalet Parshios or Hashemayim Kisi, which is not, that's in Yishayahu. The concept is there. I'm not sure if it's...
During the rest of the year also.
But during the rest of the year, you would just read Machar HaChodesh then. But whatever, if you get such a case.
Right.
V'chein, im haya, let me just finish. V'chein im haya chasana barosh chodesh o b'shar shabbatos, if there's a chasana, Shabbos chatan, then she'ein dochin haftara. There is a custom sometimes to read a she'ein dochin haftara. Okay, there has in the past been a custom that the minhag is whenever there's a Shabbos chasan or the Shabbos or the chasan got married, that they would read from a different haftarah from Yishayahu Sos Asis instead of the Parsha Sashavua, that haftarah. But that's not done. No psukim are read, not by Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, as far as I know anywhere, that this custom's not done anymore. All right, we'll just do Gimel tomorrow. Yeah.